This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
I didn't realize I sound that unhinged.
I think you've been taking it in stride for an all-time devastating Cleveland loss. And I know we're in the thick of it, so I want to make sure it's not recency bias. I guess if they go on to win the series and pull off, it's just one chapter in an amazing series that they come back and win. But if they lose and they get guys back healthy or whatever, and they end up losing the series.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that one is going to be an all-timer, how they let that one get away.
Well, should we actually, because you got this Jason Lloyd article in front of you here. I was going to talk about a physical. I got to admit, I said it before, and I'll still say it. I'm frustrated as a Cavs fan. Let me just get this out of the way, because I said I was going to do it here, and I'm going to do it. I like that if this is the way they're going to do the playoffs from now on, it's frustrating as a fan, but I like it better. There's a clear delineation right now between regular season basketball and postseason basketball. They are swallowing their whistles. It's a little bit of a madhouse. It's a little bit Lord of the Flies. But I will take it. As a observer of the game, that it's made postseason basketball that much more interesting. I think it's made it that much more emotional. And we are finding villains. We are finding villains. Neesmith,
Mathurin.
I keep wanting to call him Benedict Arnold. Benedict Mathurin. People are calling him dirty. We are finding. I think they're tough. I think they're tough, and we have to answer to it. That's what I'm thinking here, guys. That's what it is. So read this Jason Lloyd article, or give me an excerpt from Jason.
So in his piece with The Athletic, he delves into what the locker room was like after the game. Obviously, we played some of the audio from Atkinson saying, you know, he thought we outplayed them with the exception of the final seconds of the game. You had a lot of that, but guys were obviously not thrilled. But he talked about how hobbling Donovan was, how even despite all the load management, everything they did throughout the season, playing the least amount of minutes, him taking the least amount of shots, the least amount of wear and tear ever, that here we are in game, going into game three, they're down 2-0, and he looks like he's wiped out Donovan. And he has this towards the end of the piece. Garland has missed 2 weeks with a painful sprained toe. Mobley was 48 hours removed from a sprained ankle. Garland's toe has been labeled as a pain tolerance issue. The fact that he couldn't try to play as such a crucial game is certainly surprising. And obviously, Jason's putting it as nice as possible.
Marked it as a pain tolerance issue?
Yeah. This is the way it is going to be framed for Darius.
You kept saying for the last couple of days, Anthony, like, he's going to play this game. He's going to play game two. Was that just a gut thing, or was
Rick Carlisle, right before game one, is like, well, we are going to play against Darius. We prepared for Darius. He's going to play. So I think everybody is surprised that here we are. Darius, when's the last time we've seen him? Has it been
if you are talking pain tolerance, then that's going to be a big issue.
It'll be used
because you know who we said that about at the beginning of last football season? That was a Jed Wills conversation. Yeah. And that didn't go over too well with him. So, sorry, boys. We got to call it like we see it.
Well, and then DeAndre
Hunter.
That
ain't good.
I had some people stop me in the concourse yesterday.
Maybe I should take off the gloves.
People stopped me in the concourse yesterday when it came to DeAndre Hunter, and they're like, Why can't he? Why can't they tape it up? Well, here's the difference. Like Kobe Bryant, famously, I think 2010, won a championship with either a dislocation or a fracture on his shooting finger, his index finger, I think it was. And I remember he had it taped up, and it didn't really bother him. Like, he kind of was the same Kobe Bryant always, and that guy was just built differently. This is a thumb, and I don't think people realize how impossible it is to catch the ball.
Is it left?
Handle the ball. On his shooting. On his shooting. But okay, you've got to corral the basketball. You got to locate it. You know the way these guys like to spin it a certain way? Try doing that.
On the gather.
If your thumb is a total mess. I think that's a lot harder. You can almost become a liability handling the basketball.
Oh, right. But that's okay. That's fair. Jason is making it almost impossible for me to defend Darius Garland. Because if it's a pain tolerance issue, people are just going to go get a shot and get out there. Take a shot and get out there.
But he mentions,
can you play on a numb foot?
Can you play on a numb toe? You play on a lot of things.
Yeah, I mean, guys have tried. Guys have certainly tried.
I don't know.
There's some famous examples.
I can
of
barely
football.
Walk when my foot's asleep.
Yeah, there are some famous, especially the way that
I'm not an NBA
plays.
Point guard.
He's the jittery, the stop and start. The way that he moves. Last paragraph says Mitchell insists he'll be ready for game three and said it was never a question whether he'd play in game two. Calf strains are typically measured in weeks, not hours or days. Calf strain ended his season last year in this round. He's determined not to let it happen again, but who will be standing next to him?
We get the spring, the weather changes. These guys fall apart. Their bodies just rot from the inside out.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, we're not alone. But Boston has... Jaylen Brown, his knee is messed up. He looks like a shell of himself. Porzingis is sick again. Like, what is going on there?
He's sick again.
Yeah, he's sick. He's quite literally sick. I think he only played 13 minutes
in
that game.
He's been sick all year. Does he teach kindergarten on the days off? What's
he doing? I don't know what it is.
You know the phones. George and Westlake. Hello, George.
How are we doing, fellas?
I'm getting by.
I just wanted to say that I think
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Tony and Mobley are absolute cowards.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'd like to hear the reasoning,
George. Yeah, you got to explain
that. Take us through this.
Listen, this is the most important game of the season. You can't go down 2-0 going into Indiana. You got to get a shot. You got to play. There's no bottom line. You got to play. I mean, Spoito was going up. There's a stretch where he got fouled 4 times in a row. He's taking a beating out there.
I was mad about how they were caught on the bench laughing, but I tell you, man, there's other things I saw where I don't think that Evan Mobley could really move at all.
I don't know. That's just
but if it's
take.
Like, it's not just like pain tolerance. It's like if you're going to make the situation worse, you ain't going to be able to walk the next day. So, I mean, he could walk. I think Evan Mobley could have walked out there possibly. I think it probably would have been a big issue, though. I don't think I can just like the Darius Garland thing when Jason writes. Pain tolerance, that ain't going to sit well with any fan. That's not going to sit well. That's an operative word. That has an issue because it was the same thing. Did we not talk about pain tolerance with Jared Allen last year? We called him every name in the book there. And so if it's going to be Darius Garland and we're in the playoffs here and you've won 64 games and the same thing we've been talking about with Darius Garland about how he's slight, I'm telling you, that statement right there from Jason,
I know.
If they lose this series, that is going to be caller number one through umpteen about trading that guy over that statement
but
right there.
But to say things like the last caller
That's all the ammo they needed.
You're saying what? You don't believe the severity of the injury? You don't believe they're injured at all? You think any player should be able to tough it out? Because I'm telling you, what would have been better off for Darius, and everybody that covers the team closely said he wanted to get out there. He was on a treadmill. He was on a Stairmaster or whatever yesterday.
Well, he had Jared Greenberg who came on yesterday.
Yeah, everybody is saying he wants to play. Would he have just been better off telling everybody, I'm out 3 weeks, don't talk to me, and then maybe show up at some point? Instead, it built up expectations, and now guys are like, oh, he's like 50-50, and he's going the coward's way out every time.
They should have wheeled him out there on a cast like Kevin Nash.
I honestly, he would have been better off because then nobody would have been saying anything about him playing.
216-474-0092 Dave in Cleveland. Dave, hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, I just want to let's all relax. I get it. We're down 2-0. But you know what? When we crush them on Friday, all this stuff is going to go away. And I'm trying to be positive. And we had a phenomenal season. Now all of a sudden we're harping on these guys. They're hurt. We can't control that. We don't need an enforcer because that's not today's game. But I would like to point out Jack Lambert never played another down.
We brought up Jack Lambert. Dave, we did bring up Jack Lambert.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean,
we had a person tweeted at
and Dion. Dion was never the same.
Medicine has not gotten better since Jack Lambert played.
All right, come on.
Oh, come on now. Jeez. Owen Judas Priest. You're not going to make it any better. They lose this series. You don't have to answer the calls anymore. It's Mitch. Paul on the road. Paul, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
I'm doing horrible, Paul. Absolutely terrible.
I believe it. I agree with Dave a little bit. I think game three is critical. You know, a 2-1 series as opposed to 3-0.
Too.
We know it's huge.
And then so game four will be important, too.
Okay, come on. Let the guy
one
speak
of the,
his piece.
I got 2 points. Number one, I give the bench bunch there a total pass on the behavior because I think all of us, until what, how many seconds left in that game, all of us really didn't see losing as an option. You know, were they laughing when we turned that ball over on the sideline? Were they laughing when we gave up an offensive rebound? No.
Well, that'd be disturbing
like
if they were. I would be upset were laughing.
Can I at least hear the joke? What they were laughing at.
If it's a good joke, it's a good joke.
We went in on that. I think more importantly, this is twice in a month and a half that we've seen huge basketball games nationally decided by the inability to get the ball in bounds. That was Duke's downfall in the NCAA tournament. And I just think coaches and coaching staffs, they got to be ultra prepared for those situations when you've called a timeout and teams are going to try to deny the ball in bounds. You have to be able to get the ball
in
bounds.
This is also, thank you for the call, this is 2 years in a row. We knew towards the end of last year, let's admit this, we knew towards the end of last year that it was going to be over for J.B. Bickerstaff. Especially you, Lima, and I knew it. We knew it. Whether fans, I think fans all knew it, but you know, we were hearing things and it was going to be over for J.B. with the Cavs. So I think subconsciously, I start yelling at him about his inbounds passes. That I don't think that inbounds passes on their own reason is a reason to fire a guy. But here we are the second year. And the only person who knows how to inbound a ball is Darius Garland. He's standing over there on the sidelines. Nobody else knows how to do it. Or if they try to do it, they freak out. I mean, Max Strus hopping around at the baseline? Jumping around like he's in a potato sack race underneath the bucket trying to get rid of the basketball. Having to call your final timeout over this to not turn the ball over. Well, if that was an indictment on JB, it's got to be an indictment on Kenny. It's got to also be an indictment on this year's club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period.
That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.